we should pray for the message. Maybe I also ought to pray for the messenger today. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us today, and I ask that you would use me, and let our ears be open to hear the truth, whatever that is, in Jesus' name. Amen. I had a seminary professor who, he was a preaching class, and he told the class, he said, never apologize for what you are preaching on if you believe it to be the truth and God's will. That's the disclaimer for this message. This may or may not be a significant message today, but as far as I'm concerned, what I'm doing up here, this is an exercise in truth, but it's also like trying to blow out a flare. Have you ever done that? Ever tried? Can't do it. Or it's kind of like trying to trip a locomotive by sticking your leg out on the track. I feel like that's probably what this is about today. That being said, if I don't say something, it's going to eat me up on the inside. And if I do say something, it'll probably make me a target anyway. So here it goes. Back in 1984, the second Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, hit the big screen, and buddy, it opened with a rousing rendition of the song Anything Goes, sung by Kate Capshaw in Chinese. So here it is.
Anything goes.
Anyway, it broke into all kinds of song and everything else. And but it, you'll notice it's being sung in Chinese. So if you don't know the words or what the song are, I've got them printed in your bulletin. Since it's being sung in Chinese. It's very important to understand the language for communication, though. For communication purposes, you need to understand language. So I want to give you the song again. About the same time that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was staged, which was 1935, there was a musical on Broadway called Anything Goes by Cole Porter. And I'm going to give you the words in English.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if May West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus.
You see, the words are important. Language is important. Meaning of words and language are important because they give us our meaning in life. In Genesis, Adam was given the time to name the animals in that in the paradise. What you say matters, how you say it matters, which brings me to the heart of today's message. We as a nation are fast becoming not a nation under God, but a nation where anything goes. Most recently, and probably with enormous impact, same-sex marriage is now the law of the land. Last week, 5 people out of 320 million people in this country decided for us to redefine marriage from between a man and a woman to between two people, thereby rewriting all of history to redefine the word marriage. Now, this is not just the Bible and Jesus we're talking about here. This is every nation in history until 15 years ago. Marriage is no longer defined as between a man and a woman, but it can be anybody. The Supreme Court of the United States took it upon themselves to change the meaning of a single word in world history. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority, said this: "No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the ideals, highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were," which by itself doesn't say a lot. Our president welcomed the decision and said it affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. Today we can say in no uncertain terms that we made our union a little more perfect. Justice Roberts, one of the minority judges that voted against the decree, wrote, "The Supreme Court has essentially invalidated the marriage laws of more than half the states and orders the transformation of a social institution that has formed the basis of human society for millennia for the Kalahari Bushmen and the Han Chinese, the Carthaginians, and the Aztecs. Just who do we think we are?" Justice Scalia, speaking out of the minority of judges, said these justices know, speaking of the 5 who destroyed marriage between a man and a woman only, that an institution as old as government itself and accepted by every nation in history until 15 years ago cannot possibly be supported by anything other than ignorance or bigotry. Scalia stated that the society outcome of the decision wasn't particularly important to him, but he wrote that he views the opinion of the Supreme Court as an overreach and chided the justice as hardly a cross-section of America. He noted that all the justices graduated from either Harvard or Yale law schools. 8 of them grew up on the coast, and not one of them is an evangelical Christian or a Protestant, religions that make up significant numbers of the American population. To allow the policy question of same-sex marriage to be considered and resolved by a select, patrician, highly unrepresentative panel of 9 is to violate a principle even more fundamental than no taxation without representation, no social transformation without representation. One thing we don't seem to learn, the only thing we learn from history, is that we learn nothing from history. This action by our Supreme Court is reminiscent of actions of governments throughout history, which have to do with a steady erosion of human rights, morality, resulting in aberrations of social behavior in society. But today, it seems, like the song, anything goes. One day after the ruling, there was an article that made the news that not couples, but triples and quadruples are making noise about their rights to marriage. I mean, the Mormons had it. Maybe they were ahead of their time. Why not everyone? Something is wrong. Everything seems to be backward. Have you noticed that right is now wrong, and wrong is now right? As the song says, good is now evil, and night is now day, wrong is now right. Now, it didn't begin with Wade versus Roe, but it seemed to kick into gear a lot of things at that point in time. We started killing babies in the womb, and anybody who objects is speaking evil and wrong. We have quit killing murderers and terrorists because we're civilized, and it's the humane thing to do. Why? Why is Charlie Manson still alive? Why should we put to death children in the womb, and guys like this Boston Marathon bomber gets to live? Now, sure, he may get the death penalty, but I will believe it when I see it. Justice will never be served. Of course, people will accuse me of being on a religious rant because good is evil, and evil is good. George Washington, in his farewell address, said that the foundation of the republic is morality. But then the Supreme Court has declared that good is now evil. We've always naively assumed that there was some kind of national secular ethic that would supply the morality that we need, buried right in the fabric of the nation somehow, just as secure as the gold that we think is in Fort Knox. But if we would just read the tea leaves or listen to God's word, we would know that social scandals and corruption in government is really part of a larger understanding of humanity. We are no good without God in our lives. Now, at least someone is implicated in doing something wrong when it comes to corruption and scandals. But where did our morals go? Now we have the IRS and the NSA looking in our windows, picking and choosing who to harass and condemn, and more than likely it is coming from the present administration. Where did our morals go? Well, the question is, you define it for me. What's moral? Definition is the key. How to separate right from wrong and sin from righteousness. PBS, that is the public broadcasting system, which is government supported and gives us direction, had a program on promoting transgender lifestyles in children last Tuesday night. This whole thing with Bruce Jenner, or is he, she, it, Caitlin, is really a problem of identity. Identity is reality, and if we don't know our identity in reality, it's something that God gives us. And without God, there is only chaos and confusion. But anything goes. Listen to Cole Porter's, read the word.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. But now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if May West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus.
As I said earlier, the only thing we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history. Read with me Isaiah 5, 20, 21, and 24. Here we go. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Therefore, as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and as dry grass sinks down in the flame, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom go up like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. What I say is evil. What five Supreme Court justices say is good. Marriage is being destroyed by chaos. There is all this confusion about marriage and genders and sexuality, and it is being done by our secular government, from PBS to the Supreme Court to the President of these United States. It is no wonder that people don't bother getting married, and they just live together. It is no longer important, let alone sacred. Sex is okay without relationship. Just watch TV. In fact, young people are encouraged to experiment sexually, and therefore their identities become confused. Who am I, really? Everybody's looking for love in all the wrong places, which they think are good. We live in a hookup generation, sex with no relationships, and certainly no commitment. Young men don't seem to know how to relate to the opposite sex. Our culture encourages young people to experiment with a multiple choice menu of sexual identities. The truth is, marriage is key. If family is the supreme conduit for morality, character, life skills, faith, what kind of world are we really creating? Dietrich Bonhoeffer warns of, he said, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world it leaves to its children. Now, who is going to champion marriage as God designed it? Who's going to champion marriage as God defined it if we don't? But society is telling us that we are the evil ones and that good is anything but what we teach. We are also creating a fatherless America. Now just remember that what I'm saying is evil according to the Supreme Court and our president. In our society today, men who are not civilized, basically, roam around and they sow their seed to the wind. They refuse to assume the noble calling to be a responsible man, husband, father, and we are beginning to reap the whirlwind. 43% of all newborn babies are coming from unwed mothers. They are being raised without fathers. And the words of Hosea 8:7 really come to mind. For they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. So what is good is now evil. And what is evil is now good. And I'm up here, and I'm evil. Anything goes. Anything goes. The U.S. government stands against us by using freedom of separation of church and state as a club to beat us, to beat prayer, and to beat faith from the institutions and the schools. And the reason is because now it is evil to proclaim in God we trust. And that, by the way, is the Christian God, not the Muslim God, not the Hindus. Government tells us it is good to stand against God. It is becoming more and more difficult to be a pastor in today's society, let alone the denomination in which we're about to leave. I really am tired of trying to navigate our church through debates about divestment against Israel and same-sex marriage, which is by historical definition not marriage at all. And everything else. I'm the one who receives the phone calls in the middle of the night about death and tragedy. I sit through presbytery meetings, which I have determined would be my personal hell if I happen to go there. I work my tail off to deliver another profound message, term paper, as the relentless return of the Sabbath keeps coming around every week. And I wade daily into the messiness of human lives, and I am quite aware of all our imperfections, our sins, and our general just idiosyncratic behaviors. And what I'm talking about today, I know, is very intimate to some of you who I call friends. And I know that. My challenge is to be a light and not a judge. And yet I know judgment is coming. And it won't be for me. Correct principles of living are like compasses. They always point the way. And we as a nation, some of us as individuals, are violating correct principles. The principle is there, whether we believe it or not. The law and the principles of the universe are not invented or reinvented or changed just because you or I want to change the definition of sin, or five people decide to try and change the definition of a profound principle of relationship. The only thing that can come from our disdain of sexual laws and economic laws is disaster. We have really crossed some serious lines in terms of our sexuality. We have also crossed some serious lines in terms of economic laws as well. I mean, all you have to do is look around. Look at Greece today. Look at Illinois today. Look at the United States today. This can't end well. But according to today's thinking, what I am saying up here is evil. If there is a God, and I believe there is, and if he is a righteous and just God, there will be judgment. As I said many times, it's not the fall that will kill you. It's that sudden stop at the end. You know, the law of harvest of the harvest governs, not the arrogance of the U.S. Supreme Court. Read with me Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Now, you can put your own name in this scripture. You can put the United States in this scripture. Sexually, morally, as well as financially, we as a nation are bankrupt. As goes the leadership, so go the people. That would be us. Economically, politically, as a nation, we are bankrupt. But a little closer to home, just look at Illinois. The emperor does not have new clothes on, as proclaimed by our Supreme Court and our president. We are buck naked. Now, I wish I had hope for us, but without a sea change, we are doomed to go the way of all flesh. Like all great nations and kingdoms, we're rotting from the inside out. And as Billy Graham once said, if God doesn't judge the United States, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. Anything goes. But we dress it up nice. Play the one from Indy.
Iwangze wa aiko da shing li bin ya la ching bang ching ten za da. Anything goes. Iwang ilu chu cha ku cha me ha ching su shu sha le fong yen I tao I tao. Anything goes. Wong kwan su sha sha I din dao tao bien ba wei ba bien wei tao. Mong wa zong za da do su je kwe nu ku sha. Good su was we fe wa long jin la dong wa zong za da song I ding we ba. Anything goes.
And if you notice, it is being sung in Chinese, but the title is in English. Anything goes. Without prophecy, the people cast off restraint. Without vision, the people perish. But anything goes. This may very easily be a prophetic thing, because the Chinese are probably going to be the nation of judgment on us and the world, even though they are a godless nation. But we'll see. Anyway, folks, keep the faith. Even though according to the government and society, you and I are now evil. And now I will apologize for this message because it is such a downer. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would give us vision for living these days. In Jesus' name.